I will present here the interior of a very cheap outdoor Tuya socket, which also offers energy measurement. Here I will provide information on how to change its firmware and show the ready configuration open beacon for this slot. I will show how to run the statistic system for this socket in OBK and use the Home Assistant Discovery. This socket has a WB2S Wi-Fi module inside and a BLO937 chip for energy measurement, open beacon support. Miket Smart Socket PE01E IP44. The socket is quite distinctive. I think it will be easy to recognize, even though I won't include screenshots from the listing here. I just got them from its importer who supports OpenBeacon's development. Here is the box. The interior of the PE01E, loading the charge. Unfortunately, it is not a Blitzwolf BWSHP6 that is easy to disassemble and assemble. It is also not simply a clone of LSPA9. The cover can be removed, but then there is a problem with the pins. You can see the energy measurement system, BLO937. The pins do not twist. They are soldered. Unfortunately, the PCB was removed. But at what cost? There is a WB2S module inside. I took it out for programming. I only connect VDD, GND, RX, and TX. USB to UART adapter in 3.3 volts mode. VDD is 3.3 volts. BK Writer is able to program this module. To perform a reset, I cut off the power. Just like, among others here, electric socket with LSPA9 energy measurement, we program our own firmware. We take bins from here, pairing with Tuya. The purpose of the game is to change the load, but I did a shoot test with the Tuya app anyway. Let's see how Tuya sees this nest. I steamed them like this. Open beacon configuration. To configure the firmware after the change, we need to know what pins are the button, relay, and signals from BLO937 on. This is shown in the screenshot below. Additionally, the energy measurement should be calibrated in accordance with. This socket additionally has a separate LED diode, which can be used either as a Wi-Fi status LED or connected to the relay status, with N if we want with negation. Energy consumption statistics. It is worth adding that thanks to the latest updates, OpenBeacon also counts how much we used in watt hours. It always counts how much we have used in total, but it can also count the consumption in the last period of time, e.g. in an hour. This can be run through a console command, which we enter, for example, in short startup command. Sample time, how many times it saves the measurement in seconds. Sample count, how many samples we save in total. Here is the view from the panel. Little later, pairing with Home Assistant. There are already two ways at the moment. Method 1, Home Assistant Discovery. Just set up MQTT. Then we open Generate Home Assistant CFG, and there we have. I emphasize, recently the discovery also automatically adds the measurement fields to the HA, i.e. voltage, power, etc. You do not have to do it manually anymore. Method 2. Handwriting YAML, like in this topic. Summary. Though slightly more budgetary power metering sockets, the Miket Smart Socket PE01E, NASWR01W and NASWR07W models are a bit more difficult to take apart. I had problems with each of them. I finally put this Miket together, but I had to figure out how to solder the pins of the plug so that they would stick firmly. Luckily, I had a soldering iron strong enough, and the pins returned to their place, because yes, they were soldered to the pads by the manufacturer. I have already prepared a Tuya CloudCutter profile for this socket, including the pull request. Tuya CloudCutter will allow you to change the load of this socket remotely, without opening the housing. Details can be found in their repository.